Well, first of all, thanks everyone for coming, but I'm going to hand over to Brendan Rooney, who's the director of CHI, who's going to say a few words and also introduce some other guest speakers. Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you, Tam. I actually get the easy job, because really all I'm going to do is say thank you. And I've got a list here. Express Your Health. It's part of a year-long programme, part of a Healthy Choices programme that we've been running throughout Campus Lang and Rollaghan. And it's been a very successful programme through the year. Today's event is the culmination of lots of hard work by a lot of people as well. So I'd like to acknowledge and say thank you to those people. In no particular order, I'd like to thank the staff who've been involved throughout the year, and particularly in the run-up to today as well. And in particular, I think Tam, Joy, Leslie, our sessional staff, and I better get this correct, our VIP volunteers, our colleagues from the Den and Universal Connections. We've got Sylvan, who's our art worker, hiding in the background. Give us a wave. Gail, Kate and Antoinette, who worked with the young people to create the art pieces that you can see in front of you just now. I'd like to thank the shopping centre and Fiona in particular, the manager and the security staff, who've been extremely helpful and supportive today as well. We've East Kilbride Art Centre, who've been providing plints and materials over the past year and for today as well. Our elected members, we have our MP Tom Greychecks with us today, our MSP James Kelly, who's going to join me just in a minute or so, and Councillor Claire McCall. We also had other councillors, Dennis McKenna, Councillor Gordon Clark as well. And we've been very grateful for the support that we always get from our politicians and elected members over the year and throughout the year. So thank you very much. It's very much appreciated. Thank you to the young artists. I can't leave the young artists, the most important people of all, actually. And I'm glad we did give a round of applause, because if you look around and you see the work, the hard work that people have done, is really very, very impressive indeed. And it's about healthy choices. It's about the young people themselves. It's about their families. And it's about enjoying life as well. And I think you can see a really good representation of that. So that's enough from me. I'm going to ask our MSP, James Kelly, to come and join me. James.
Thanks a lot, Brendan. I'm absolutely delighted to be here today to attend the exhibition. And it's great to see so many people that have turned out. And you can see as you stand here at the exhibition, the amount of interest that it's attracting from people throughout the shopping centre. And that just shows you what a fantastic job has been done. As Brendan quite rightly says, this exhibition is the result of a year-long set of activities. And, you know, you can see as you look around how much work and how much detail has gone into that. And I think it's a tribute to everybody that has been involved in working with the project, and also, as Brendan said, a particular tribute to what the young artists have done to put this in place. And I think what you have here is a centrepiece, and it underpins the message of the work of the Community Health Initiative up at Whitlyburn. It underlines everything that they are about, because what they've done with this project is they've been able to get out into the community, and they've been able to win over young people to the artistic message. They've allowed them to have fun in putting these designs together, and also they've encouraged them to put healthy messages into the artistic designs. And you see some of the fantastic displays that we have here and the messages that they put out. And this exhibition helps to make that difference. It makes a real improvement in young people's lives and helps us to produce model citizens in Cambus, Lang and Rutherglen. And I think this is a fantastic example, not only in this area, but it acts as a beacon to communities throughout Scotland. So, well done again to all the staff, to the volunteers, to the workers that were involved, to all the young artists in putting this together. It's been a fantastic event, a great success, and it's a pleasure to be here to officially close such a great event. Thank you and all the best.